Abortion Support Services Atlantic recently gave a two-day workshop in St. John's on how to become an abortion doula. The training was brought to the province by Emma Duke of the Mindful Doula Postpartum Support Services. Emma Duke joins me live in studio. Good morning, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for making time for us. Right off the bat, I know, but I'm sure a lot of people are confused. What is an abortion doula?
Yeah, so it's still a relatively new term. Basically, you know, doula work can cover the full spectrum of reproduction. So an abortion doula would provide support for folks who are looking to end a pregnancy. And that could be emotional support, it could be transportation to or from a clinic. You know, we receive donations all the time for gas cards to cover cost of hotel for folks. You know, system navigation, you know, telling folks what they might expect when they go to a clinic or the hospital. So it's really, you know, non-medical support.
What about after a family, a woman has decided to terminate the pregnancy? What sort of support services come from a doula then?
Again, it would typically be, you know, emotional support. So just kind of, you know, sitting with a person. We like to call it, you know, holding space. You know, you're not looking to solve anyone's problems. It's just being there for someone. It could be referrals to places in the community. So if someone is really struggling, you know, maybe we could refer them to a drop-in counseling or, you know, some kind of support like that. Yeah.
Is there formal certification required, or can I just call myself an abortion doula?
I mean, we do prefer that folks do some kind of training. Before I started with ASA, Abortion Support Services Atlantic, I had done coursework through Full Spectrum Doula Circle, which is based out of the U.S. But in terms of, you know, volunteering, because the stuff that we're looking for is so broad, I mean, folks could just be doing rides. But there's no real certification process really in Canada to be an abortion doula.
Is this a volunteer issue, or is it fee for service?
No, it's completely volunteer. We're, you know, grassroots. We're actually in the process of becoming a nonprofit, but there's absolutely no profit for us. It's all completely volunteer driven.
An abortion is a healthcare treatment, but of course it's a political weapon as well. So we see what's going on in the United States. Even when asked here, the Conservative Party of Canada, the party that's questioned about it the most, they say they're not interested in reopening the discussion, reopening legislation or what have you. How worried are people, though, given some of the contentious vitriol surrounding abortion?
For sure. I mean, I think it's definitely it's a different political climate here in Canada than it is in the U.S. I mean, like you said, abortion is healthcare; it's protected by our constitution. But as you said, I mean, when we do see, you know, politicians attending anti-choice rallies, you know, not being afraid to say that they are anti-choice, I mean, it does cause some concern. I guess that, you know, maybe accessing abortion services could be jeopardized, but like I said, it's protected by our constitution. It's our right. So, you know, I think folks are definitely, you know, it's fueling stigma. But in terms of protecting our rights, I mean, we've got that protection.
Rights also need to be funded. So that's one of the concerns provincially, is what sort of funding will remain in place for this particular treatment inside the healthcare realm. Any worries there?
I personally don't in the immediate future. You know, I don't think that that's something politicians are going to tamper with at the moment, because, I mean, we value our healthcare and, you know, it is part of primary health. So I personally, and I know as a part of ASA, you know, we feel fairly confident that, you know, funding will remain for, you know, say our clinics.
So we mentioned that you had a two-day seminar. What does someone need to do if they'd like to get some training to be an abortion doula? Because it's going to be really important in probably more remote parts of the province where those types of services are simply not available.
Definitely. And I mean, I've actually, so I run our social media account, and I've been getting inquiries from folks who have done the training in Labrador. You know, they did the training maybe in Halifax, or there's a few folks who've actually flown down to St. John's to do this, the three workshops. So yeah, I mean, for folks who want to do the training, typically our trainer is Shannon Hardy, who's based out of Halifax, and it is offered more frequently in Nova Scotia, but I mean, there's such an interest now that, you know, she flew all this way. We've had such a large uptake. But like I said, you know, there's other full spectrum circles throughout the country. Like, I believe there's one in Montreal, Toronto, who do their own version of abortion doula training. So it's accessible, but there's still a lot of room to grow, I think, for sure.
And some people just don't even know where to go.
No.
You know, it's extraordinary. I really appreciate your time. Anything else you want to say on that matter this morning, Emma?
I just want to say I'm so happy with the uptake that we've had. There's been such a huge interest, and, you know, our followers have grown over the last couple of days. We've had so many people reaching out and just saying that, you know, when I had no one to support me, there was a volunteer there ready. So it's great to hear.
You can't overestimate the importance of support like this. Nice to see you, Emma. Thanks for making time.
Thank you.
It's Emma Duke of the Mindful Doula Postpartum Support Services.